This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I don't see a recession. I mean, the world is in a recession right now.
President Trump speaking to reporters there yesterday with that seemingly contradictory remark about whether a recession's coming. His team was out and about on the Sunday shows yesterday trying to tamp down recession fears. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow saying there's no recession in sight, although he was reminded that in 2007 he had said that too, just before a recession hit.
I don't know that anybody saw that kind of crash. But look, this is not then. Our banks are well capitalized. Our financial system's in very good shape.
Gun control rallies were held in dozens of U.S. cities over the weekend, drawing tens of thousands of supporters who were demanding lawmakers take steps to reduce gun violence in the wake of the deadly mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
In New York, a small aircraft took a nosedive into a home. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
A small plane crashed into a home in New York's Dutchess County, about an hour north of New York City on Saturday afternoon. A state police spokesman says one of the three people aboard the twin-engine Cessna was killed. As for the people in the house,
one has severe injuries and one was not injured at all.
There have been reports another person who was in the house is unaccounted for. A preliminary investigation finding the Cessna 303 experienced engine trouble before it crashed into the home in the town of Unionvale. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tips from the public have led to the arrests of three men who had the profiles of a would-be shooter, one from Connecticut, one in Ohio, and also one in Florida. James Patrick Reardon was arrested when his ex-girlfriend turned over text messages to the police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Ongoing protests in Hong Kong may hamper the possibility of trade talks between the U.S. and China. This weekend's protests brought more people, but they were more peaceful. The president was asked how China's actions in Hong Kong would affect any trade talks.
I think it would be much harder for me to sign a deal if he did something violent in Hong Kong.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has some new ideas on criminal justice reform. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Bernie Sanders, who was criticized by liberal activists in 2016 for not focusing more on racial injustice, has now unveiled a sweeping plan aimed at slashing the country's prison population in half and ridding the criminal justice system of institutional racism and corporate profiteering. The plan calls for banning cash bail, solitary confinement, and civil asset forfeiture, which allows law enforcement officials to seize people's homes and other property, even if they're not convicted of a crime. The plan also looks to legalize marijuana and abolish the death penalty. The Vermont senator would also legalize safe injection sites where people can use illegal drugs under medical supervision. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
that sound? Hey, sometimes it is time to stop, I mean, and just analyze, you know, what are people trying to do to your world here, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you, including your opportunity to get your hands on the new movie Unplanned at a discount. All you got to do is enter BML in the code area, and you will get a discount with our happy salutations and congratulations as well. This is a movie, a must-see movie. I've been rather disturbed, as you know, that more people of faith have not taken a closer look. This is as the debate over abortion continues, as President Trump last week signed an order to, you know, basically remove government funding altogether with Planned Parenthood. I mean, this has been something that most people, you know, in some cases have been told that there's no government funding. I mean, come on. We knew that money was going to Planned Parenthood, and of course they insisted that it had nothing to do with abortions. Well, how can it not? You know, there's no clear delineation. I mean, like in any organization, lines, budget lines get blurred and mixed, and, you know, it's not just, you know, dedicated to certain areas. And, of course, people within the organization said, look, at Planned Parenthood really is about abortion. It's really not about female health care. And it's all about, it is all about abortions. And Unplanned kind of brought that to the forefront. I mean, this is kind of the Abby Johnson story because of what she experienced. And she shared it with us many times here on the air on Bill Martinez Live. Of course, by the way, congratulations. She did deliver her eighth child quite successfully, by the way. It was the sonogram there at New York Times at Times Square there in New York several months back with Focus on the Family, where they showed a sonogram of her baby when she was, the baby was still in the womb, to kind of explain to everybody, this is a real child. This isn't, you know, in spite of what the Supreme Court and others would lead you to believe, that, you know, it's just some unnecessary mass of tissue. And, of course, the thing that's really hard to overcome is women's actual experience of what, you know, they've gone through, you know, in their own personal abortion experiences, that to this day, even though they've had the abortion under the approval of the government and all, thinking that everything was well psychologically and mentally, this has been a torment for them to understand that maybe, you know, maybe it wasn't just a mass of inconsequential tissue that needed to be removed, and it didn't mean that much. And women, this is what is so organic about this, and so powerful, is that women themselves who have experienced abortion and got caught up in the lie, and I'd say a growing number of men as well, realize that, hey, this is not the right thing to do. So this is what you see happening. And Unplanned helps you understand, you know, what is going on in this process. And like I said, I'm disappointed that more people of faith, the churches en masse, did not go and see this movie. But I understand in part because everything has gotten so political that people are, you know, trying to dodge the controversy. But I would say this, and we were reminded in the gospel readings over the weekend, is that when Jesus came, he didn't come, you know, to make everything roses and rainbows, that there would be, everything would be fine. And in fact, he said, look, at, I'm coming, this is going to create problems because there's going to be family members. There's going to be this disagreement. And oh, yeah, by the way, you know, welcome to the club, because I suffered and you're going to end up suffering. So, you know, the challenge is that if we're going to suffer, are we going to suffer for the right thing? Are we going to suffer on the side of the things that are most important to God? That's the opportunity, I believe. And that's what this is all about, in part because, you know, what are we standing up for? Are we standing up for life in a culture that has really taken a stand that's been antithetical to life? And, you know, the argument as it goes with, you know, the murders and shootings that have happened and, you know, other terrible things that are happening in our country today and, dare I say, around the world, you know, that's where, you know, the culture has to stop a moment and consider, why is this stuff happening? Is it just by chance? You know, is it just the poor luck of the draw, so to speak? Or is this a result of the poor choices that we made? Are we reaping what we've sown? Now, people of faith understand this. And they understand it is just about, you know, we're you know, we've sown evil and death, and we're reaping it, and then we're shocked, you know, because that's what we get. You know, something to pause and think about, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if we're going to do something about it, I mean, you know, they all want to say, especially in talking about gun control, we're going to get a little bit more into that a little bit later on, especially in the next segment, that, you know, this will never happen again. And they think that they're going to be able to solve the problem with more legislation. There hasn't been any, and there hasn't been enough legislation, you would say, in some consideration and thought that, if it was could be solved by legislation, this would have been solved a long time ago. I mean, here it is. We had a, you know, legislation that outlawed and made it illegal to own, you know, what they call the assault rifle. And how did that go? You know, after 10 years, it was clear based on the evidence that it didn't make a big difference. So they kind of just let it go by the wayside. And now here we are back once again, revisiting something that is already proven to be ineffective. And that's the whole problem with all this stuff. And, you know, Congress is going to come back and there's going to be a lot of pressure on them as this has continued to, you know, stay pretty heated, even as they've been on recess. But they're going to come back. I mean, Mitch McConnell says, okay, he's going to deal with this. I mean, I don't know if he's hoping that somehow between now and when they come back in session that the public is going to let this die out, but I don't see it. I mean, people are, you know, people are out there in numbers and saying, look, they want something done. And it's this very people that has embraced this culture of death that wants something to be done. Well, you know, my suggestion is first look in the mirror. You know, we were talking about this the other day with some dear friends. And again, the conversation came up, well, what the country needs is a revival. Well, you can't get to revival without repentance. You got to first understand what you're doing is wrong. That's an issue here. Everybody wants to skip, you know, the idea that you got to sit there and you got to stop. You know, as we've been saying, that seems to be the theme this morning. You got to stop and consider your ways and realize, look at, you know, we need to repent. As one person suggested in the same meeting, you know, the idea of repent, what it came from the Russian, you know, we got some Russian, I'm sorry, I meant Roman guards. And we get so much from Rome, right? And when you go back in the history, and what they used to do is they would march as they were marching. And when they said repent, they would reverse course and go back. That's where we get repent, believe it or not, from these Roman guards. And so that's really, you know, some consideration to think about. you know, about our lives, you know, when you stop and consider, okay, what am I doing here? Is it right? Is it noble? Is it good? Is it godlike? You know, for those of us especially who have apprehended, you know, the opportunity to pursue godly principles as we march forward, can we say repent and reverse course? Something to share with your friends and neighbors. Why not? I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. The conversation continues right here.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The creators of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
The Kendrick brothers return to the big screen this week with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. In theaters this Friday. Starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Sherry Rigby. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, visit overcomermovie.com.
Is that?
That's Hannah.
Run, Hannah!
Oh, you say I'm yours, and I believe.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? That you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A-plus BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Well, the president was up and early and already tweeting. He says, great cohesion inside the Republican Party, the best I've ever seen, despite all the fake news. My poll numbers are great. New internal polls show them to be the strongest we've had so far. Think what they be if I got fair media coverage. And I think he's right to some degree, but, you know, that set aside, it's, you know, as people would say, it's not all about the president, but it's about the country. And what the country has been subjected to because of the antithetical Trump derangement syndrome, if you want to call it, as it continues. I mean, this is quite wearing, is it not? Well, it's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And, you know, the president, in spite, again, another successful you know, you can call it, you know, campaign, thousands of people there in attendance, and you know, we understand that there were some people being blocked at the doorway, and there were some empty seats, which was unusual. And the media liked to show some of the empty seats to you know, demonstrate that there could be trouble in Trump land. But man, I'll tell you, you hear the crowd and the enthusiasm of the crowd, and they're responding to reality. I mean, you can say kitchen table issues. I mean, these are, you know, the forgotten men and women that are coming out to see this president in mass numbers. And of course, you've got the counter narrative that you would expect during the season, the campaign season. And here it is, you know, we're, you know, still another week or two away from the official kickoff, but, you know, forget about that. I mean, they've broken through the line. They've gotten ahead of this, the, you know, starter's pistol on this one already. So, you know, get ready, because it's no holes barred, and the kind of, you know, bravado and rhetoric that's coming out, you know, as voters who want to be educated and make sure that you are in discerning, I understand a bit of it can be a challenge, you know, with the 8-second sound bites flying around and all this negative press that's going on, because they hate the, you know, the guy. And at one point, Donald Trump said, hey, you may hate me, and it's not important that you, I guess that, you know, he's not in it because he's in some likability contest, but he's delivering for the American people. He says, look at what you get. You know, look at your 401ks. You know, the reality of the economy. And, of course, all the Democrats can do is pray that the economy goes in the tank. And, of course, they love the narrative right now that the mainstream media is pounding on, and that we're on the verge of a recession. And, of course, the Sunday talk shows with Larry Kudlow was with Dana, who was sitting in for Mike Wallace over the weekend. It was, look at, we're not, you know, we're not on recession. You know, the country is not experiencing a recession, and there's not one that he sees on the horizon. And of course, the pundits were quick to analyze and say, well, weren't you the one back in 07 that said the recession wasn't near? And of course, you know, you had some extenuating circumstances there that brought this all into play. And, you know, this is part of the problem with the economy. You know, the government can get in the way and cause problems and exacerbate issues, as opposed to allowing the free market to work its way out. And what we got as a result of the last recession is a clear example of government interference, in my humble opinion. I'm not an economist, but again, whenever I look back historically and you see when the government gets involved and they think that they're everybody's daddy and they're the answer, boy, it just exacerbates the problem all the more. And of course, you know, you would think that we would have learned a lot more as a result of it. You know, what are the takeaways as a result of what happened, you know, between the Bush handoff to Barack Obama's handoff, and what, you know, what happened there, that we went through the longest recession. Never before had we gone through a recession as long as what we went through. And even when they said the recession was out, it was, you know, it was a grind. It was very slow and tedious and painful. And it took Donald Trump to come in to, as a businessman, to be able to look at this and say, look, part of the problem we have here is we've got too much government. Remember when he said, for every new regulation, we're going to eliminate two. I think we're up to over 20 regulations now being eliminated for every new one. And, you know, you would think that these brainiac economists would figure out, wow, you know, there's a causal effect here. There's some things that are causal. And getting government out of the way and letting the free market work, allowing capitalism to work. And yes, I mean, there's some issues about capitalism, but by and large, it is a powerful, I don't know of another economic juggernaut like capitalism, and look what it's done for this country and for the people, and dare I say, the world. And this is what happens when, you know, you have one country doing better than the other, and America has been at the forefront of success time and again. Well, that's like poking the eyes of all these despots. You know, what do you think that does for China? What do you think that does for the people there? You know, go, wait a minute, you know, oh, people get to go and dream big dreams and realize their ambitions and their talents and get God-given gifts, be able to exercise. I mean, how freedom, how liberating is that? And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we toss around liberty so irreverently, and we're allowing, you know, some thought to come in. Now, hey, I bring on the debate. Let's have a debate about it, where people can actually discuss, you know, the merits of socialism and the merits of capitalism. Let's go head to head and let's have a straightforward discussion, not a bunch of people who have been indoctrinated and have been weaponized in such a way that when you start talking about capitalism, they shut you down and invalidate you and any opinion that you have whatsoever, or the facts. You know, though Joe Biden says that the truth above the facts. I'm sure there's a difference there, but, you know, I guess maybe in Biden's world there is, and that's probably why they go, look, we got to keep this guy off the main stage for a while, because he does not seem to have his act together as he bumbles through. Because I think it's almost like he's figuring this out as he goes. I mean, this is really not heartfelt. You know, you compare a Joe Biden presentation with a Donald Trump, and what you come away with is Donald Trump believes in what he's saying. I mean, this is from his heart. He's not having to have every line scripted for him. And he doesn't hesitate. He's not bobbling. Where, you know, here at Joe Biden, and sadly, I mean, there's association reference to senility with Joe Biden. And this is their potential standard bearer, who is double digits ahead of everybody else. Pretty incredible. You know, this is what they're faced with. And so their answer is, okay, we're just going to tell him to back off. Remember, they did that with Hillary Clinton, too. You know, hey, let's throttle back here just a little bit. You know, this is a full force, you know, 115% effort. And Donald Trump, this is, you know, like him or not, this is, he knows the game and he continues to do this. But anyway, getting back to this talk of recession, you know, Kudlow warns and says, you know, what's wrong with optimism? You know, and this is part of the problem that we've had in this country ever since Donald Trump got elected. Optimism went out the door. I mean, you got half the country with optimism and hope, and hope that really is working, and there's some substantiation about it. And here it is. I mean, hope brought us tax cuts and, you know, promises tax cuts would happen. The tax cuts happened. And then after they happened, you had the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and everybody complaining. It didn't help. The 99, it only helped the top 1%. Then you get the BEA report here that came out, you know, a few weeks back and said, no, not at all. Actually, the 99 got a better deal than the 1%. Whoop. Where's the mainstream media on reporting on that? Not about to report on that. Mm-mm. No, but you see, the thing is that most people, you see, the Democrats and progressives are counting that the people are stupid. And they don't have a memory, and they don't look into their, you know, checkbooks or their 401ks. You know, they're just going to only buy into their narrative that the economy is in the tank. Well, you know, as someone suggested, just like when you were a kid growing up and you wanted to convince yourself you were sick because you didn't want to go to school, you can convince yourself into being sick. And here we are, you know, at the risk of everyday people here in this country, for the sake of politics, you've got people that want are you know, they want nothing better than a sick economy. So what? So that Donald Trump would be compromised and vulnerable for this next 2020 election. Now, how does that reflect anything that resembles what you might call freedom and liberty for all? Something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rallies were held in dozens of U.S. cities over the weekend by gun control activists. Events organized by several groups, including Every Town for Gun Safety Action and Moms Demand Action. This woman turned out for one such rally in Everett, Washington.
We're trying to rally the community to get our Senate back in session. I don't know why they're on recess right now. People are still dying by gun violence.
She and others urging Congress to end its recess and pass legislation to tighten background checks on all weapon sales. ICE is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack in Afghanistan that killed 63 at a wedding reception in Kabul. The bombing taking place as U.S. and Afghan officials say they're getting close to a deal with the Taliban that could allow American troops to come home. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Network Capital Funding. The direct lending team is going to start saving you money right away on your mortgage and high interest credit card payments. Give them a call at 800-700-8068 for all the immediate details. Michael Doherty is with us, cyber tech expert, to talk about, all these data breaches. And Michael, let's bring you on first. How you doing, buddy? Good to be talking to you.
I'm well. Good morning.
It's very good morning here in Alohaville. You know, I'm very west and in Kauai these days, so very, very early here, as you can imagine. But, to be up with you and be talking about things that matter to the good folks is always a benefit, you know.
So. Thank you.
And an honor. Hey, there was an announcement last month about the U.S. Federal Trade Commission saying that, you know, Equifax is going to pay up to $700 million for a data breach that exposed millions of consumers' personal information. I always find it quite rich that, our government agencies, you know, get these big fines and everything like that, and the people that are actually injured, we get bupkis. They offer us, free, free credit, solutions or whatever, free, credit advisement and that kind of protection and insurance and all that. But meanwhile, the $700 million goes into the coffers, I guess, to the commission.
Well,
what happened
a lot
to us?
Of these fines do, and the reason they do that is because some of the agencies, depending on which one, are self-funded, they're independent, and their parent, the only person that they're afraid of is Congress. They're not afraid of anyone else. They're not elected by us. They make rules we have to comply to. We don't quite understand that over 100 years ago, all the brilliant dead people thought it was just great if the government would not have to worry about elections for regulators. And it's morphed into the situation where now we are really run by people that we don't elect. And we don't even know it. It's never taught in civics classes. So we only know it now when the wheels are off the cart and you see World War III going on between Trump and the establishment. And so what happens is you've got these self-righteous regulators that trump up, $700 million or $5 billion to Facebook. This is chump change. And this is absolutely nothing that's going to get in the pockets of the quote-unquote victims. This is just regulators justifying their existence through fake media stories. And nothing will change. The one thing I'll guarantee you is breaches will not stop. This will not improve anything. It will just make lawyers richer. Even the lawyers that have to work for the companies that they're defending, because it'll make companies have to employ more people for regulation. But it won't stop the problem. And it's kind of like they don't want to stop the problem. If they stopped the problem, they wouldn't have jobs.
It's just the cost of doing business, so to speak?
Oh, it just creates their position. It creates their business. So, because again, are these technological experts? No, these are lawyers, especially at the Federal Trade Commission. They just make up rules and they play with law and they go after people and they don't have any laws they really write. They intimidate you so that you will comply and succumb and pay the fine to make them go away. And the press puts out stories to give people the impression they're actually doing something. It's really a racket. It's the bureaucratic swamp racket.
And then who pays for all this in the end run?
Well,
the very people that were fleeced.
Swamp. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And they make sure their own existence.
I kind of feel like this is Mustafa and Simba, and you're going to tell me, and here it is. This guy dies, and then they eat that guy, this is called the circle of life, Simba.
That's right, and it's just a mockery, and it's confusing to us because we're not educated about it. We're not stupid. We're not educated. There isn't an honest civics book in print. We just don't understand it. And we now understand terms like the administrative state or the swamp or the deep state. At least that's a step in the right direction. But we really don't understand what that means. And so when we see things like the FTC fining Facebook $5 billion, how many people really think that's going to be anything but chump change to Facebook? And how many people think that's really going to change? It's all lawyers moving the chessboard, and we pay for the game.
Right. Yeah, because they're going to have to come back and, replace that money. It's kind of like a friend of mine who told me about Wells Fargo. When, the fines came down on them, they said, well, hey, we're not in the business to lose money. We're just going to, we're going to make up that loss. And sure enough, they did.
And so this is how it's at such a tipping point and the public knows something's really wrong. And so they elect Trump. You throw Trump in the middle of those hornets, and the hornets go crazy. It's actually quite simple once you understand what goes on. And anyone that is losing their mind about it is a gullible fool or a hornet themselves. So the media, the political class, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, it's just gotten so far off the beam that and what we're taught is almost a fairy tale now. And what we're taught is we're taught about the cherry tree and crossing the Potomac and not telling a lie. And funny how it's all 19th century stuff. So, it's really critical that we move forward and educate people in specifics so the public catches on. But this really shouldn't even be a partisan argument. It's just...
Well, you're exactly right. It shouldn't be. But this is brought to you, as you say, by the establishment because they love this, because it keeps our eye off the ball and we're not, you know, figuring this stuff out. I mean, we're just getting worn out because of the Trump derangement syndrome. And I keep saying, well, after Trump, then who? I mean, now that we have scratched this itch and realized that there's trouble here in River City, I mean, you're going to have a... you know, quite as after Trump, you're going to have, you know, a sizable number of discontents that are going to look at this government, you know, totally different. And then what are we going to do? We're going to go back to the way it was. You know, I mean, we went through this before with Ronald Reagan and held on to it a little bit with Bush, but he couldn't hold on to it. And then, you know, you get Clinton, and Clinton says, when he finally reaches to that point of reality, to say, well, the era of big government is over. Well, that didn't last long. I mean, because you get the...
Because people die and move on, and new people are born. I mean, there's a ton of the population doesn't even remember 9/11. You know, there were children. So what happens is, you know, if you don't learn from history and you don't teach history, you're destined to repeat it. And so what does the government want to do? Control education. And
sure.
How is it sold to us? Oh, Jimmy Carter's going to save the world. You know, how does the government sell anything to anyone in the population? You're the downtrodden, you're the abused, you're the one that can't overcome, we're here to help you.
And yes, right. The very people that created the problem, right, are here to help us.
And if you're on the other side and you're a bureaucrat, not of the few famous ones, but just the most of them, and you've been there working for 30 years, and you want your pension and you're waiting, you're going to hate anybody that's going to put you out of that bureaucracy business because you don't know what you're going to do. You can't start your life over. You've got all your eggs are in that basket. So, you know, this is why we have these coastal blue, I mean, everyone's so invested in the D.C. bureaucracy in New York and California. I mean, it's survival. You put people in survival, they're going to vote for their own survival. Forget morality or what's right.
Exactly. Well, that has been the case time and again. And then, you know, then you get people that say, but we don't want this to happen ever again. But they keep reelecting the people and support the ideas that give you nothing but the same old song. I mean, it's quite ridiculous, isn't it?
It is, and it's all about no education. They have no. You don't know how the government runs. I didn't know how the government runs until the tree fell on me, and I was pretty educated about the government. It's shocking.
Sounds like a country song. Till the tree fell on me. We've got more from Michael Dougherty. Stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Stressed, feeling fatigued. It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Michael Dougherty continues with us. The question is, where's the accountability for all these government data breaches? I mean, you know, Michael, we've had Julian Assange, Bradley Chelsea Manning, Edward Snowden. Of course, the DNC has been, you know, corporately irresponsible, not to mention the Secretary of State with, you would think, heretofore, you know, private information, very classified information. And we find pieces of information on a laptop with Anthony Weiner, a convicted, pedophile, I guess he can be stated as, this is out of control. And meanwhile, the government's just shrugging here. What's going on?
Well, because it is the cabal of the unelected, which is way bigger than you want to know, that knows how to skirt accountability. We can't you can't kick them out of office. There are no elections. They hold the media hostage, or they'll cut the media off from story. Then the media, part of the media that won't cooperate and report anyway, they vilify as extremists. It's all a game. It's all theater. It's all gaslighting, manipulation. It's unfortunate. There's so much bad stuff that's happened that actually it's overflowed out of the cup, and we can't remember it all. Judicial Watch just announced that they had papers showing that, you know, Hillary's server was accessed by the Chinese. Now, is that anywhere? I mean, we have so much, you know, people are going to hear that go, oh, isn't that old? Now,
yes, right.
The people that violate the rules know this. They know that all they have to do is fasten seatbelts, shut up, and wait for time to pass. Mm-hmm. And the public will go on to something else because the public doesn't know what to do. We have no elections. We can't really do anything except start top down and elect Donald Trump. and then you're going to see World War III, because the powerful group of people that has entrenched themselves there has had a century to put roots down. You can't just rip that out in 3 seconds. It's
exactly
tough. You know, and so you look at, so when I talk about Assange and Snowden, what do they do? Okay, they put those three heads on spikes, they vilify them, they call them all sexual predators at some point or another. And now, but if you look behind the scenes, they're not going after anyone that made those vulnerabilities possible. Where are the massive investigations? Who was held accountable for making what Manning walked out with or Snowden walked out with possible? Where is it?
Right.
They're going after the First Amendment by going after Julian Assange. They know they can't really get him, so it's all a chess game. They put him in check, and he lives in an embassy for almost a decade. And now they bring him in, and they're going to slow walk where he is. And the media's forgotten about it because it's now such a complex, slow game. So slow walk, ignore, exploit the lack of sophistication by the public. Believe me, these are very large forces, and again, it's about their survival and power.
Well, sure.
Look at Clapper and that ilk and the absolute screaming corruption, you know, of the Obama administration, which is now extremely well known. And what happens? Not much so far.
No, it's amazing, you know, and yet the Democrats will say, we're going to make sure this never happens again. And now we're finding out, speaking of the Obama administration, they knew that there were 20 states that the Russians had impacted and had breached their election offices. And they said nothing. They didn't say anything to these secretaries of, you know, of elections in these various states. They stayed quiet on it. But Obama comes out and says, well, you know, it's impossible. You know, nobody can change a vote. And here all along, we're finding out with this slow drip. You talk about slow walking, slow drip of information that comes out. And we're grateful for Judicial Watch and, you know, all the FOIA requests they've made on behalf of everyday citizens. We're finding out this, but it's like, you know, what is our mechanism? What do we have in order to remedy this mess? And as you say, it's so massive and so well entrenched. You know, we can only hope that maybe Donald Trump will start to burn the edges a little bit.
And it's true. And also notice, okay, time. How many? Obama? Eric Holder? It's 2019. I mean, really.
Exactly.
And so, you know, what did they do? Keep their mouth shut. Wait around, and they hang around with their adoring fools, and there's no shortage of adoring fools. I forget what campus I was just on. I don't know if it was Michigan. I forget. I was just on a campus, and Eric Holder is coming to speak. I'm like, are you kidding me? And so you're going to have these, there's no shortage of idiots that'll keep the, unless you're so off the rails that you charge for it in big arenas like the Hilt, like the Clintons, and quietly, you know, cancel that tour.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because it just doesn't pass the so what test. But yet, you know, Eric Holder, where he's at, like you said, he has stayed below the fray to a degree. My first question to him is that, as he insists that there's no such thing as voter fraud, and I'm going, wait a minute, you're the former attorney general. Why are people getting, you know, arrested and convicted of voter fraud if there's no such thing as voter fraud? I mean, what delusional world are you living in?
What's amazing is, again, how the liar, I mean, he whistles past the graveyard of the Black Panthers that are holding batons outside voter places as intimidation,
right,
because that's on his side. Then he looks the other way, because you know what happens? If you really pull the mask up on voter fraud, guess who's doing the voter fraud?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, we all remember what happened in Florida, down in Fort Lauderdale, with the lady who's got the truck full of ballots.
Yes,
and,
right,
and is she,
exactly.
And is she in jail? Is she being investigated? No.
But Michael, see, this is what concerns me. I mean, for all the hoopla that we've gone, you know, regarding, you know, Russian interference. And then you realize, okay, maybe China had their hands on it, North Korean. I mean, maybe some frat boys at some, you know, local college, for all we know, had their, you know, thumbs and have been fussing with this deal just because they were bored and had nothing better to do. I don't know, after, you know, what we've spent, close to total, what's somewhere around $70+ million with all the Senate congressional investigations, you know, Mueller and that, you know, what did we get for the money?
Well, we get a general feeling that something's wrong when nothing happens, and hopefully we've crossed the goal line enough to keep Trump in office.
You know, and well, but me, that's one side. But the other side, where you've got an insider from Google saying, look, at you've got the suits crying on the night, election night, when Donald Trump was announced to be the next president. They're in tears and they're saying this cannot happen again. And somehow, you know, they're going to maintain some kind of objectivity. And when you have this whistleblower says, no, hey, the fix is in. I mean, 2020 is not going to be a cakewalk. They are doing everything they can to make sure, as much as would count on them, that President Trump is not reelected.
Well, that's exactly right. And because it was a huge surprise the first time, it won't be a surprise this time. So notice the gaslighting has already turned way up, so that everyone, they're playing the poll game. They don't change a single tactic, by the way. They failed and they didn't adjust. They failed and turned up the gas. So that now we have the polls and the wordsmithing is, you know, potential bad nightmare. I mean, everything is just non-stop off the chain. And then, you know, it's fascinating. And I'm just hoping the American public is just lying in wait. And I'm like, you know, when Obama...
Well, I sure hope so, because what they're doing to them, Michael, as we were talking about in the first couple of segments this morning, was that you've got people actually rallying against the American economy. They are praying for a recession. I mean, is that ridiculous? I mean,
and they're lying about the data. They're lying. They've been saying how bad the data has been the last 2 weeks, and the data was good last week. Lying. Walmart sales up 2.8%. They're just lying because they're desperate. And when you are a godless sociopath that's in survival mode, which is the swamp and the political class, when you are like that, lying's okay. You think you're right. You think you know more. Lying is perfectly fine.
No.
These people lying is no problem. No, they're at the office.
Right. Well, it's kind of like, you know, I think it was Bill Maher years ago, well, obviously years ago, because Barack Obama was president. And at one point he said, why don't you just forget about Congress? Just do what is supposedly the right thing. This is according to the elites, right? According to the Bill Maher, you know, school of politics. And of course, it wasn't much further down the line that Barack Obama, you know, got infatuated with executive orders.
Look at these people and you think, why are we listening to a pompous narcissist who plays an intelligent person on television? We do it all the time. We listen to these people and these celebrities. Don't even, Bill Maher.
Well, the thing is, it's amazing is when they parrot what it is that they're saying as if there's some intellectual foundation to what it is that they said.
What's scarier is the audience that cheers on Bill Maher and The View. I can't watch it, especially The View. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Well, this is what they're hoping for, is the dumbing down of the electorate. But, you know, people, as Donald Trump said, you may not like me, but I imagine you probably like your 401k, right?
That was pretty in your face.
I like it.
He just makes them insane.
Right. Well, we got to leave it there. He's the author and cyber expert right here on Bill Martinez Live, the one and only Michael Dougherty. Michael, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you, buddy.
Take care. Fun. Thanks a lot, Bill.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know.